In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace to you from God our Father through Jesus Christ. So in our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus getting into the boat. Why? So that all the people in the crowd can hear him. So that all of them hear his word. And we want to make sure that we understand that the seed is the word of God. It's not law. It is not human institutions, but the word of God is Christ crucified. And the reason why that is so important is because it is the message of Christ crucified that bears 100, 60, and 30. And what we hear is that those who hear understand the message. And what we have is we have four different groups. We have the one on the path. We have the one in the rocky soil. We have the one with the thorns. And then we have the good soil. And when I was doing some research for this, it was pretty convicting because I realized I was in those three soils a lot of the time. And so in this parable of the sower, it brings some heavy law, and I'm going to do that, but it also at the same time brings you the most sweetest gospel. So let's talk about the seed on the path. Who is that? That person, yes, I've had professors that in my undergraduate years that taught the Bible, but they did not believe it. They knew it in and out, but they did not believe what it confessed. But it also can be a hearer that is baptized. Maybe a person that regularly attends church. It's not someone that hates the word, but it's when the word comes, it goes in one ear and out the other. Coming Sunday might just make you just feel good. I come here because it makes me feel good. And then you go the rest of your life about your own business. What happens is Satan and his horde remove those words with other enticements. You have better obligations than to stay in his word. This is kind of hard, but people like this that fall in this category, church Sunday is a drug and this is their fix. They're coming this Sunday and that's it. And they don't describe themselves as bad people, but discipleship is foreign to them. If you fall in that category, repent. What about the seed on the rocky soil? These people know the full joy of the gospel. They understand the word. They might partake in all the gifts of the sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper. But what happens when things get hard? You wither. The fear from what persecution you might face in this world or by others is stronger than the word for you. And that happens from either peer pressure or from the pressure of society. This is when you deny the Lord because things get too hard. You might have the mentality, well, sin is, it's not too bad. I know Jesus is going to forgive me anyway. I'll go ahead and do it. You're more afraid of this world than of his word. And you would rather stay silent than be persecuted because of his word. So this person too, on the rocky soil, turns their back on the Lord. If that's you, repent. What about the seed and the thorns? This person also hears the word rightly and knows the full joy too. But the thing is, have you made any changes in your life? Have you been choked out by the thorns? Are you complacent in your faith? I know enough. There's other things that are more concerning. Sports, maybe it's money, maybe it's family, health. Whatever the other concerns of this world are. It's good right now, and the boat doesn't need it. Spiritual growth is not important, because what I have right now is good enough. So this person also knows the word of God, but refuses to live by it. And what happens to that person? That person's unfruitful. But what do we hear about that? What do we hear happens to those branches that don't bear fruit? They get cut off. If this is you, repent. Like I said, I've fallen under all three. Now let's talk about the seed on the good soil. These people know the full joy of the word of God and understand it. And in Luke, it says, keep it. And Mark says, accept it. So what does this mean? In Luke, Jesus, the same parable, it says, Jesus says, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. Now, I don't know about you all, but from the fall of Adam, I'm not aware of any man or woman that has an honest and good heart. We have nothing good in ourselves on our own. We cannot be perfect. We cannot be good. We are in utter depravity. But who does have a good and honest heart? Christ. Christ alone. And he is the only one that can keep it. And through him, we can understand it. So it is he and he alone that can do this. And what does he bear? He bears 100, 60, and 30. Because what he has done and not what we have done. What do we hear? Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. The state of your heart is the same as those other three, the other three soils. And hope is only through the cross. And it's through his joining of you through his death and resurrection in your baptism. Do you receive a new heart? You receive his heart. And so what happens is, yes, as a Christian, you're going to slip up. Sometimes you're going to go a week or right after service, you're going to be like, what was that sermon about? Maybe you have other cares. Maybe you get scared. But who has always remained faithful? Christ Jesus. So it's, what happens when you slip up? Repent. You will fail over and over and over. But who never fails? Jesus. And what's the most wonderful thing is knowing that you are baptized. To pronounce, I am baptized. You have that robe of righteousness that we sung about just earlier. You have that now. And you know that you are nothing without him, but he has given you everything. And it is by his strength that you have an honest heart. A heart that can admit it needs Christ. A good heart. A heart that knows where hope and salvation lie in Christ Jesus. It is he that has given you a new beginning with his flesh and blood, and it renews you every day. So where does good soil come from? It comes from Christ. He's the only one that can break that hard ground, that path. He's the only one that can remove those rocks. He's the one that can pull or get rid of those thorns. He is the one that makes that soil good. And we know his work through the cross was even for the most hopeless. His word, the seed, the gospel that Christ died and was resurrected, is that he has come to redeem every sinner. And we know his word does not return void. His word does not fail. Is that not what we heard in our Old Testament reading? What comes down the water and it doesn't return, but it's for the earth so that it produces, it yields the fruit. And in Romans 8, what does it also say? That's why I had to go get my thing. I needed to remember it too. What can we call him? But Abba, Father, you are his children now. And even though you may slip up. Just like the father of the prodigal son, he puts that ring on your finger. He robes you. He has slaughtered the fattened calf to rejoice for your coming home. And because of that, you no longer are barren, but bear fruit in Christ. 30, 60, and 100-fold. He became a man to clear the field of debris. He became man to toil because mankind had become rock hard in defiance against obeying God's law. He obeyed perfectly and was the pure sacrifice that you could receive the kingdom of God so that you could have ears to hear. To hear that, yes, you are forgiven. He has accomplished it all. You cannot add or subtract from this salvation. And he gives it to you, and he gives it to you freely. And you will bear fruit because he bears fruit. And you will be good soil because he is good soil. And so why was Christ in that boat talking to all those people? He sowed the seed to the whole crowd. And who is still hearing his very words today but us? His word is for all. It is a call for repentance, but more importantly, it was for those people to trust in him, that he was the Messiah, that they could look to him. And that's who we look to now for our salvation and our forgiveness. So know that he is with you, and his spirit is with you, and he has given you the good word, the benediction, which you will have at the end as well. And he has given you the seed that transforms hearts and minds. And in the place of Christ, you know that you are forgiven. Amen.